Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In several recent public statements, Lucas expressed confidence that direct payments will be made for the 2013 crops. He said he wanted to provide certainty because there had been questions that as Congress debates the debt limit, sequestration, and the continuing resolution over the next 90 days, changes could be made that would reduce or eliminate the $5 billion in direct payments authorized in the Farm Bill extension. The concerns about direct payments were fueled recently when Representatives Mulvaney of South Carolina and McClintock of California filed an amendment to partially offset disaster assistance funding for Hurricane Sandy by eliminating direct payments. Ultimately, the amendment was not considered by the House.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Lucas stated, while farmers and ranchers have been denied the 5 years of certainty a new farm bill would provide, folks in Washington need to stop the guessing game about farm policy for the 2013 crop year, especially with respect to direct payments. The existing safety net was extended a year to provide the certainty producers need for the 2013 crop. This is the law of the land, and I fully expect sign-up for the 2013 crop year, including direct payments, to begin as soon as possible. I assure you that the 5-year farm bill that we will mark up in my committee will honor the commitment Congress made to growers when it extended the 2008 farm bill to cover the 2013 crop year.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In a recent statement, Secretary Vilsack said, quote, I think the concern a lot of people have is what Congress basically extended. I suppose that they could unextend if there is such a word. And so what we at USDA are supposed to do, we are going to do, and do it in a timely way. But it's not unrealistic to believe, as they are looking for deficit reduction strategies, direct payments, I think, are less popular than crop insurance.